course, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blaze, Brennan Sonny. Yeah, great crowd. You said it just before you put the headset on, so I'm going to make you repeat it because I think it's worthy of repeating. Great crowd tonight.
Yeah, it was awesome. Great crowd.
What would you like think of the atmosphere, and what did you think of your team's response to it in the first period?
Well, that was Blades hockey, right? Like, it's fun to watch. And until tonight, it really hadn't been fun to watch. And tonight, you play with passion. You play with courage. The game-winning goal, for example, that line, Hanson, Waterroot, Parr, take cross-checks and grind it down low and spend 30 seconds in the offensive zone, and then Lizzo hops off the bench and gets the game-winning goal. Like, that's Blades hockey, and that's why us as a staff love this team and why, in my opinion, the fans love this team, because we play with courage and heart, and until tonight, we hadn't really done that. So thrilled that we got to watch it again.
How much of yesterday's practice was devoted to power play? Because it really worked well tonight in the second period.
Truthfully, you don't practice power play too much. Mm-hmm. I never really have. Like, there would be weeks at a time I didn't practice power play last year or the year before. There's a few reasons for that, especially when you're day before game. Like, it takes a lot of time. Guys have to go out early or whatever it is. Really tough to recreate what penalty kills do. So largely, you practice power play in video. It's more mental reps than anything, and I mean, they did a heck of a job, but I already said that they would. You know what I mean? Like, how many years in a row are you guys going to wait to listen to me? Like, we're going to create chances, and if we're creating chances, eventually they're going to go in. So go ahead.
We're creatures of habit in this respect when we look at numbers, and numbers coming into tonight said 3 for 23. Well, you went 3 for 5 tonight, so now suddenly you're 6 for 28, and you're above 20%, and you're on your way up. So that's
I'll,
the way it
I'll
goes.
Help you with statistics.
Yeah,
they don't count studies until you have 200 data entry points.
There you go.
And that's why you use chances early in the season, because that number of conversion just fluctuates so much. There's so much luck at play, which is why we do advanced analytics in terms of chances, because we know that you score every 4.3 chances. So if you're creating more than one chance per power play, your power play is going to be 25%. This is exactly what happened last year, by the way.
I know.
I was asked about it because we were 0-for, and I said, well, guys, we're creating more than a chance. It's 1.3 per power play. That means our power play is going to end up at 27%. And what did it end up at?
28%. Something like that, 27.9,
right.
Something like that.
So you got to dig deeper until you get that 200 data entry points.
And you also know that I'm not that bright to remember those sorts of things, so we'll just continue on. Adam?
Yeah. How key tonight was your responses to goals there? First goal goes in, you guys go back down, Hanson takes a big hit, makes the play, draw a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Third goal goes in, you guys score, you mentioned that line, goes back in, Lizowski gets a game winner. Just how big were those responses to goals where you guys wouldn't get down, just come back right at them?
Yeah, that's the maturity. That's the Blades hockey part. It's, okay, what's next? I mean, things happen. Negative things are going to happen every single game we play. It's how you respond to them, and you don't dwell. You don't live too far in the future, and you don't dwell in the past. You learn and move on, and that's what we are, and we're at our best. That's Blades hockey.
And how nice was it to have the courage and passion, especially against a team like Edmonton, bigger bodies, likes to hit, be physical, and we've talked about this for years. You guys aren't going to be something you're not, and you're going to beat them with your speed and skill, which you doubled their shots tonight.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, they've had some travel, and I think that's 3 and 4 for them with travel. So it hasn't been an easy schedule for them. And, you know, even watching them last night and against Lethbridge, they're a good team. We have to be us. And us is passion, compete, number one, desperate defense, number two, and play fast, number three. And when we bring those, we're fine. You know, it's a long season, but we have to establish this identity quickly and then bring it every day. And then it's a lot of fun and you win a lot of games.
So passion and compete tonight were a lot better than they were, say, on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you guys noticed it, right? It's not just me. Like, spending time in the offensive zone, managing pucks, our breakouts were way better. But we took contact, well, so be it. We're going to get that puck out. Not throwing things away in the offensive zone, spending time every time you get in there, and line changing in the offensive zone so you're not defending tired. I mean, that's just us, and that's what we got to be.
And I think the key thing, too, is, okay, everybody knows that it's Lizowski with 3 goals and 2 goals for Sidorov and a couple of assists for Wong and a couple of assists for Molendijk. Your key guys are the ones doing it. but it's some of your lesser lights, if you will, that do some of the little things along the walls and dig pucks free. The guys like Calvert and Volotovsky and Keller and Hansen that really do a good job for you in small, unsung type of roles.
Coming into tonight, I'd have to, when we're done the video, I'll know. But coming into tonight, Calvert and Volotovsky are 2 and 3 on our team in chance differentials. So they're creating right now. It just, again, going back to the statistics, it just hasn't gone in. But if you create chances at the rate they are, they will go in for them. And then, you know, the game-winning goal, like I already talked about, that doesn't happen if that Hansen, Parr, and Waterroot line doesn't grind it down low for 30, 40 seconds again and tire out that defensive group. So these guys will chip in offensively. It's going to go in eventually. It's only a matter of time before the chances go in.
Coach, congrats. We'll see you on Saturday against Regina.
Thank you.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.